With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Drop a beat.
Rodgers, he's not there anymore. The Packers will miss him significantly. What do you say to that, Aaron Jones?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
People are sleeping on us, not giving us a chance. And kind of like being in that place, you know, where nobody gives you a chance. You just go out there and fight, and you'll shock a lot of people.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Still to come, Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson. Chargers defensive lineman C.J. Okoye. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, live on the Roku channel, channel 210. We're live on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, smart enough to have a Sirius XM Odyssey and more. And I am not going to stop promoting where you can see this program just because some comedian on Instagram poked fun of me mercilessly for doing such a thing every single day on the show. I will not stop.
It's 10:01.
There is an I in Rich and Eisen and Rich Eisen Show. Back here on the program, we've got our number one's guest, Tom Pelissero, in the books. Justin Jefferson's going to join us.
Hey, woo. It's my cousin, Rich.
Is he really?
I mean, probably.
Ladies and gentlemen, TJ Jefferson in not. A new segment here on our program called 23 and Him.
I mean, there's a good chance, I'd say.
And because you are him.
Obviously.
He is I.
Man, congratulations, TJ, on Zach Martin coming in from the cold.
Yeah, we got that news right as we were leaving yesterday. So
it does appear that Jerry Jones
came to his senses.
Well, because Zach Martin's going to the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
I don't think I'm telling any tales out of school on that one, right?
I believe you're right.
Zach's going to the Hall. And you know what? Kayvon Thibodeau's coming out week one and the rest of that defensive line for the New York Giants. They're coming for Dak. And I don't know if you saw over the weekend the Carolina Jets preseason game. I don't know if you saw that. But there is an indentation, fresh, in Carolina, in Charlotte.
Oh.
And it's Bryce Young's body. It's right there in the middle of the turf, pounded into the turf by multiple New York Jets defensive linemen. And they're coming to town in week two. So.
Getting Zach in the mix
is a good idea.
I don't know who's tackling Bryce Young in that photograph we keep showing.
Yeah, the one I was talking about yesterday?
That dude's arms are so big.
Look at that, man.
Do you know who that is? 90-something. Number 90-something.
Well,
good for that guy.
He's
that guy
number one in my heart.
Massive.
Whatever is 90-something in the program.
Not Skip Arm Day.
No.
He's not.
No.
Plus, Bryce... He's a very slight of a slight man.
But still, that don't matter, though.
He fits in that dude's pocket.
So the Cowboys decided after Jerry Jones basically said, yeah, we're not going to, you know, Zach just needs to come in. I have to pay other people, like, say, Micah Parsons. He basically said, Micah needs money at some point.
He did.
He's right.
I'm not paraphrasing either, you know?
No, that was almost a direct quote.
Yeah. So I guess I am paraphrasing. $8.5 million has been added to Zach Martin's compensation over the final 2 years of the deal. It gets him closer to the top of the list of the best paid guards in the league. I'm reading from Pro Football Talk's latest missive on all of this.
There is less pie.
Yeah, there is indeed. And I feel that when it comes to the salary cap. New year, it's like it's a hard cap. I mean, what are we going to do? We can't pay everybody. We got to figure out how to pay people. Mm. And the Jets figured out how to pay Dalvin Cook, and now it was helpful that Aaron Rodgers decided to take $35 million fewer dollars than was owed to him over a 2-year contract, and they did, you know,
redo it so he'll get more guaranteed over those 2 years than he was going to get over his final 2 years. But he is going to earn fewer dollars if he plays both years, and I believe he will. And the Jets used that to sign Dalvin Cook, right?
Makes
Unfortunately,
sense.
As you just heard Tom Pelissero say about how the Jets are all in as long as Aaron Rodgers is going to be there, they're going to keep doing it. They might be in the trade market this year and things like that. When Zach Wilson gets the team back, it's going to be on the credit card. He might be playing with two guys who actually helped construct the stadium years ago. I don't know.
Fireman Ed
is a great blindside tackler.
Tight end.
You know? He's a great blindside tackle.
But at that point, Rich, if Zach hasn't improved tremendously just sitting under that learning tree, then you know
he should be the starter. He looked great in preseason week one.
That's not the Zach I was intending to talk about. This is my point. My point is to use a phrase from the great television program Arrested Development. It appears when it comes to the salary cap in the NFL, there is always money in the banana stand. And you can find it. There's always money in the banana stand. They found $8.5 million in the banana stand for Zach Martin. Where the heck is the money in the Indianapolis Colts banana stand for their running back?
It's in the ocean with the whale.
It's in the ocean with the whale.
Freeing Willie.
Maybe it's in the blowhole and you need Kramer to get in there or Costanza to take it out.
Titleist.
You know? That's what. Jonathan Taylor, with all due respect to the agent, you need a marine biologist. Go find his money in the blowhole. That's the banana stand. It's the blowhole of the whale that Jim Irsay is saving. And again, I do not understand. If Jonathan Taylor left camp to get treatment on his ankle, that means he is a few weeks away from playing in the NFL for the season with an ankle that requires still treatment. So how is that a figurative leg to stand on? And if he wants to be traded, and I'm like, wait a minute. So I'd love Jonathan Taylor. You know, if I'm in charge of a team, I am trading for Jonathan Taylor.
Absolutely.
I've told that to his face in that chair on the Rich Eisen show. Yeah. That I have told him that to his face. You're on my team. But even I would be like, so what was that, you know, leaving camp about to get treatment?
Also, did Tom make it seem like he was doing the Kobe thing and going to Germany for some weird
There are places that you have to go in order to get a treatment. You know what I'm saying? Fine.
Stem cell stuff, that's great. Maybe?
Hopefully he found a great spot for a hangout in Frankfurt.
Was he going to like Glaze's back guy? And
I don't know. He could have gone to Frankfurt because, you know, it's Colts. It's Colts and Patriots in Germany. Maybe that's where he went.
He could have been going to Columbia.
Site survey. I don't know.
You know,
Site
accelerator.
But is this what I don't understand?
That's how I take it.
Here's what it seems like to me. And I honestly do not have any inside information on this. 0.0. Full Blutarski on this one. It seems like to me things didn't go very well between he and his agent and the man who wants to free Willie. And that man came off his bus, sat in his golf cart, and basically said, hey, love the kid. Can't wait for having him to play. But we could all be dead in like 5 minutes. And life will go on.
The league will go on.
A fascinating negotiating position. And, and then it comes out an hour or two later, he's not going to be traded. As Bria tweeted that out.
Not traded.
Down to the exclamation point.
Now or
that
October.
Jim Irsay used. Right. Not now, not in October, which is the trade deadline month. And then it comes out, you know what the Colts might do? Is he complained about his back coming in to training camp. And, you know, there's something called the non-football injury list. Because we didn't know about any back last year. We know about an ankle. We don't know about a back, so maybe the Colts will just, apparently, somebody told somebody that maybe they might just non-football injury list him and he doesn't get paid. And that's when I said, he's got to pull full Al Cervic from Caddyshack, full Rodney Dangerfield, my own. And so, all of a sudden, he needs treatment on an ankle of all body parts. Isn't that interesting? The one that proves it's a football injury that he's got Tom Pelissero came up with it, and I'm wondering, Chris Ballard's smart. He's got it. He's got to be on this. My old 1996 self just came out.
Got it.
He's got to be on this. Hey, Jim, here's what we do. You know we want to keep him to the point where you know you're talking about we're all dead in 5 minutes because you know you've got the leverage of the hammer of the franchise tag next year. $12 million extension, a little bit more than the franchise tag next year. And he gets a little bit now, a little taste. That Ooh. Brings him in. We save
wet
face.
Wet his beak.
Wet his beak, a little bit.
Just a little bit.
You know, Don Finucci knows there's less money than the rent underneath the hat. But it's still money. And then next year, he gets to show that he's healthy, and then we'll have to deal with it down the road. There you go. And then we got the franchise tag after that, if you want to franchise tag him. How about this? We get our running back back. You get your whale. Let's go. You're welcome. I don't understand it. Especially since they named today Shane Steichen.
Steichen.
New HC of the IND. Named Anthony Richardson the starter. Not just for week one, but for the season. Which makes sense. You got your guy at the quarterback spot. He's not, but here's what Anthony Richardson is not. Pushing 40.
Facts.
Like pretty much every quarterback minus Sam Ehlinger you've attempted to start in the last, what, 2-3 years?
Seven.
I guess Carson Wentz is younger, so as well.
Well, this will be the seventh straight year with a different starting quarterback week one.
I got it.
Colts.
Andrew Luck, they're still spinning gears, but this is the guy that's going to stop the gear spinning. One would think, and the best way to make sure he swims instead of sinks, again, I'm using more whale terminology. Get him Jonathan Taylor in the backfield and get him now. While you got the muscle.
It's going to know.
To use another Godfather Part 2 phrase, don't worry about it, Mike. You don't need to call up Frank Pantangeli. Everybody knows. That's it.
Can you name all the Colts starting quarterbacks in the last 7 years?
I will try. Oof. Mike Pagel. No.
What?
I'm just kidding.
That's a little further back.
Wentz, Ryan.
Carson Wentz, 21. Matt Ryan, 22.
Phillip.
20.
Nick Foles.
No.
Foles never started?
No. Not week one.
Oh, week one you're talking about.
Yeah, week one.
Oh, okay.
This is seven in a row.
Oh, I thought
different
you
different starters week one for the Colts.
Oh, Jacoby Brissett.
Yep.
So I got Brissett,
yeah,
Ryan.
You need 2018 and 17.
2018 and 2017.
Well, 18, wasn't that Luck?
Andrew Luck was healthy in 2018.
Okay, sure.
He was not healthy in 2017.
Oh, that was Jacoby.
Wasn't it the former Wisconsin? Was Scott Tolzien Wisconsin?
Scott Tolzien
did play.
Yeah.
Was that week? He was week one?
Yeah.
Yeah, in 2017.
Jeez.
Okay. And now Anthony Richardson, that's seven in a row.
By the way, congratulations, everybody. I've been trying to turn this show into an immaculate grid.
And we did it.
And we just did it. Scott Tolzien, baby.
Yeah, I got to redeem myself from that running back game that Brockman did a few weeks ago.
So, this is why you got to get... What are we doing here? What are we doing? There's money in the banana stand for Zach Martin. And I know that Zach Martin's going to the Hall and Jonathan Taylor is not yet or on a path or whatever, but come on. You got to give this kid, even in the name of Anthony Richardson, you got to give him his best shot.
Yeah.
Come on. If you are the Indianapolis Colts and you have gone through everything we just mentioned, from Scott Tolzien to Matt Ryan, and this is the kid that's going to break the cycle. Let's make sure the 2024 starter is this kid by getting Anthony Richardson, Jonathan Taylor. Figure it out. What's the number? The number exists. They just don't want to put the number on the table, I guess. And the other thing is point is just maybe I talk Jim Irsay's language here. Live for today. Because tomorrow, the NFL might grind on without you. That's so sad. I don't like it.
And Rich, they give him that job and just let him play through everything, right? You got to remember, Peyton had, what, 58 picks his first three seasons? Oh, growing pains. Like
One of my favorite Marshall Faulk stories, I'll tell it to you right here. Peyton Manning, I believe, had 28
his rookie
interceptions
season.
His rookie season. Yeah,
26 right? touchdowns, though, too.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. It was clear he was going to make it.
He was the guy.
Professor Manning came out of the box looking terrific. And Marshall told me that he just threw one interception after another and said the same thing coming off the field to him. I didn't think he could get there, meaning the defensive back. And Marshall just didn't say anything for the first several times Peyton said it. And then Marshall had kind of had enough. He said, Peyton, this is the NFL. Everyone can get there. They all get there. And Anthony Richardson comes from the same Southeast Conference where it just means more. As opposed to the Big Ten where more is more.
They have way more, yeah.
And so here we go.
Big 18.
He's got to make sure Anthony Richardson gets in his lumps so he does become the first back-to-back starter of seasons for the Colts since Pac Four's Andrew Luck.
Pac Four. Yeah, dude needs reps. He's going to throw a lot of picks, man. Whew. But he's going to have one, like, holy crap, did you see this play per week?
Oh, yeah.
Right. And it could damn well be the first game against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Remember,
and
Cam Newton really struggled in the preseason, and then his week one against Arizona, it was
unbelievable.
You want to read off
that? Yeah. Do it. And everyone mentions it was Cam, you know, he's like the second coming of Cam Newton. And everyone that I speak to says, doesn't Daniel Jeremiah say Cam Newton had nobody in Auburn? Like, nobody.
Yeah, week one, yeah. 24 of 37, 422 yards, two touchdowns and a pick.
Ron Rivera, coach of the year.
Not that year. They were 6-10 that year. And then he had 432 yards in week two.
Unreal. All right, so let's take a break. When we come back, one of the best in the business, Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings, will join us. Robert Saleh has spoken about the Jets signing of Dalvin Cook. We got that coming. Hard Knocks is tonight. Somebody's in an edit bay in Mount Laurel, New Jersey with a rewrite, I'm sure. Because I'm sure they have some footage.
Absolutely.
When Dalvin stopped by a couple weeks ago.
But if he signed yesterday or this morning, that's getting in tonight.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
By the way,
that probably ends the episode.
Even if he didn't sign and he made a visit, that probably would have still made the episode anyway.
I should do an entire hour on it because I love the idea.
I'm just wondering how they follow up the Aaron Rodgers documentary.
Oh, this guy. Let's pause. Let's dive in. Let's dive in. Mr. I Love Zeke, all of a sudden.
He's lovable.
Oh, yeah. Man, this guy over there.
I'm jealous. I'm going to be watching a lot of Patriot football this
Let's
year.
Let's go, TJ. Come on over.
I have a top five list coming up in hour three. CJ Okoye, the player from Nigeria who came up with I can't wait to talk to this young man. Came up with a sack in his first preseason game that turned out to be his first organized football game ever. What? That's in hour three here on The Rich Eisen Show. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Back, everybody. Hey.
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 Hi.
Hi.
Are we Phil? Are we? Hey.
No, I just, you know, I'm not gonna stop being promotional.
Don't ever be
12, 10, 21.
I'm not gonna change. I'm not gonna change. I gotta change.
It's like 10, me with my selfies.
1021 here on the Roku channel.
You know what? I'm gonna be inspired by your self promotional.
I self promote. Bobby wants to kill me, but I self promote.
I mean,
self promotion.
Mike, you're happy. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Man.
See,
I'm still gonna laugh at you because I think it's ridiculous.
Pharrell, I'm happy.
Because he's happy.
Oh my God.
Now, Rich, never stop being self promotional.
Too late.
1022 here on the Roku channel.
That was good, DJ.
Are you going to take this guy number one? Didn't you say you have the number one pick in your fantasy league?
No, he's got three.
Three. I don't think I'm getting him.
Three, okay.
I'm not getting Justin Jefferson.
It'd be nice if you did.
I don't think. Nice. Boy, would that be great.
It would be great.
It would be great.
Then you got to take Cousins and get that double dip.
What? What up, Cousins?
You like that?
I'm not going to do that.
Cousins is a really great fantasy quarterback.
I understand that.
4,500 yards, 35 touchdowns. Like, what are you complaining
about? Are you taking him?
If I had Justin Jefferson, I would take him. I like to match my quarterback with my number one receiver.
How do you do? How does that work out for you?
Great. I had.
How was it? So you had Cortland Sutton last year, right? How'd that work out for you?
Well, in 2007, I had Tom Brady and Randy Moss.
Oh, dude. So, I mean, that was an awesome 16 years ago. Has it been 16 years since you successfully pulled that double dip off?
It was.
Okay, great.
Years ago, yeah.
Great. Here's what you should do, Rich. You should do something that worked for me once 16 years ago.
No, it's worked before. I had Mark Bulger and Torrey Holt. Okay. Let's see.
Okay.
Who else?
Okay.
Brett Favre and James Jones.
Yeah. You had Bart Starr and Donna Hudson.
Derek Anderson.
In your fantasy league.
And Braylon Edwards.
Good one. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or, you know what, just simply stop by. Why don't you? 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. He is simply the best in the business. And I'm not just saying that because he's about to join us via Zoom, courtesy of Sleep Number. He was the top-rated wide receiver on the top 100 players in the National Football League is voted upon by his peers. The now, suddenly, for 3 years, perennial Pro Bowl wide receiver of the Minnesota Vikings, joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show, the great Justin Jefferson. How are you, Justin?
I'm doing good. Can't complain. How are you?
I feel like this is now an every week thing. I spoke to you,
right?
Spoke to you on NFL Network when you were named the top two player in the National Football League, and now here we are.
Yeah.
Look at this. Yeah. I love it.
That was a nice show, by the way. You did that very nice.
Well, I appreciate that. It's my version of a one-handed catch on fourth and forever. You know, I'm just trying to pay rent in your world. What does it mean for you to be the second overall player in the NFL as voted by your peers, Justin?
Oh, it's a blessing. It's definitely all of the hard work has definitely paying off. Just being a player that was, you know, ranked 300 in the ESPN coming out of high school to now rank, you know, number two in the whole world is definitely something that I've been thinking about a lot. But, you know, just the work ethic that I've been having since coming out of high school, just trying to prove myself to the world and try to be the best receiver that I can be. And I definitely want to be number one next year.
So what can you improve on, do you think?
Just everything. I definitely can touch up more a lot of my game. The technique, for sure. Just being able to get past those press corners, being able to beat those double teams that I will be facing throughout the year. And just being available whenever Kirk needs me. Just having that confidence in Kirk and Kirk having that confidence in me to where he can put the ball at a certain point and me having the confidence in me to go get it. So it's all about building that confidence with the whole team, having that connection and all wanting that one goal is to reach the Super Bowl.
Do you feel that you were defended differently towards the end of the season, weeks 17 and 18, just 5 catches on 10 targets, a little over 50 yards, the way that you finished up the season, certainly in the playoffs as well? Do you feel like there was different things thrown your way on defense that that you feel you'll be better ready to face this year, Justin?
I feel like it's just all about knowing where I'm at on the field, being able to motion me throughout the offense, being able to put me in different positions so I won't get those double teams. But they definitely played me differently. Especially the last few games of the season. And of course, the week 17, 18, we already had solidified that playoff, mm-hmm. that playoff spot. We already had won the division. So I didn't even really play the whole game and to really be, in the game plan that much. So it really was all about, resting and getting to that playoff game. And, I'm just going to be seeing different coverages throughout the whole year. It's not anything new. It's not a surprise. When they double team me, triple team me, trying to take me out the game. I'm the best receiver in the league. So they'll be smart to not, let me get into the game and have a big game.
All-Pro Justin Jefferson, courtesy of Sleep Number here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk about the offense this year. Dalvin Cook is a Jet now, Justin, mm-hmm. and I think Vikings fans are a little bit jarred by that. I understand Alexander Mattison is ready to take his place here. What can you tell Vikings fans about the offense this year with a shakeup at the running back spot?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm definitely, happy for Dalvin, to get an opportunity, another opportunity, especially off of how the market has been going for the running backs. Definitely something that has not been easy on all of them, but to have him sign with the Jets, a team that is building, a team that has a lot of great players on their team. And for him to come in and add to that that talent. So it's definitely going to be, fun to watch him in that offense and, to see the amount of talent that they have and see what they can do with that talent. But our offense, to have Maddie in our offense, someone that also was in the playbook last year with us, he knows the offense, he knows what KO likes, he knows the all of the different other playmakers on his team. So Matty is definitely, not that selfish running back that want, 20 something carries a game. He wants to, go in there and provide for his team. He wants to do whatever it takes for us to win the game. And I definitely have that confidence in Matty to go out there and make some big runs and let everybody come down so we can throw at the top.
There you go. I understand how it all works together. So you mentioned the running back market, Justin. In terms of the wide receiver market, how big is your bag?
Hopefully very, very big soon.
Okay, yeah, I heard two varies. Ginormous. Is the bag on the table right now? Open? I mean, where's the bag right now?
I don't have the bag at this very moment. Okay. So we're still working on that. Hopefully, we get the bag soon. But, okay. You know, just like I said, at this moment, I just want to win with the team. I want to get higher in the playoffs and especially get to that Super Bowl. And I'll let all of the money stuff work out on its own.
Okay, so what's bigger, the king-size Sleep Number bed or the bag? How what's bigger, the bag or the king size? Is it king size? Bag?
That's a close one. That's a close okay. one. That king size, that's pretty big.
Okay, very good. And what you're doing with Sleep Number? It's you and Jamar Chase teaming up, mm-hmm. Justin.
Yes.
What are you guys doing?
Yes, just teaming up with Sleep Number with Jamar. Well, this is my third year partnering up with Sleep Number.
Yes,
but it's been a journey for sure. The amount of love and amount of, you know, things that they have been helping me out with sleep and, getting that recovery, it's been amazing. I'm definitely, you know, happy by making this move, by partnering up with, Sleep Number, getting that quality of sleep every single night, getting that recovery, that I need. And of course, having that ability to track, my sleep and, to really track the things that I have going throughout the night that I, you know, cannot really, you know, see at the moment. But as soon as I get on that app, check the data, check the results, it's right there on my phone. So it's definitely have been an experience with them, seeing the different technology in the bed, the temperatures that you can control throughout the whole night. It's definitely been a journey.
Well, you know, it's pretty wild. It's already become something that everybody mentions every now and then. You and Jamar Chase, obviously teaming up here for Sleep Number, were teammates once upon a time with Joe Burrow pulling the trigger in college. And it just blows everyone's mind, certainly what you have become and what Jamar Chase and Joe are doing together in Cincinnati. What was that like together in college?
It was crazy. It was crazy. I mean, just the amount of talent that we had, other than just me, Joe, and Jamar. But to see the things that we have done and what we are doing in the league now is outrageous. To say that we were on the same team, you know, winning the national championship together and being classified one of the best offenses to ever play college football. You know, everybody is kind of, you know, understanding the reason now. They kind of, you know, see, you know, how all of this stuff played a part by, you know, Joe winning the Heisman, Jamar winning the Biletnikoff, and me having a great year as well. So it definitely was unfair.
I mean, that is a way to say it. Was there ever a moment where you and Jamar went back to the same huddle and both of you told Joe, "I'm open, I want it"? Did that ever happen? Justin?
I feel like that happened a lot, especially when me and Jamar started making those bets to see, you know, who was going to have the most yards and the most touchdowns throughout the year.
Yeah, and you would go to Joe and you say, "Come on, like it's my football." Because I can't imagine how Joe would handle
for
such
sure.
a thing. You know, that's
for sure.
He had to be cool
for sure. You know, me, I was in the slot. I was in the slot getting those safety highs and going against those nickels and stuff, and Jamar having those one-on-ones with the corners, having the jump balls and stuff like that. I definitely, you know, share my opinion by me getting the ball a couple more times throughout the game.
All right. So before I let you go here, Justin Jefferson, you know, again, you're number two on the top 100 players in the NFL list as voted by your peers, but I think you're probably aware you are number one virtually on every fantasy football draft board across the United States and around the world right now. So I understand that sometimes you don't talk stats, but you must have an idea in your mind what you're looking for this year, catches and yards. What can you tell people who are interested in drafting Justin Jefferson if they are fortunate to have the first overall pick in their fantasy drafts? What do you have for me, sir? On that,
well, I already have been showing them, you know, what I can do, you know, just entering into the league. So, me going on my fourth year, me being comfortable in this offense, me having the same quarterback as I came into the league, the ceiling is definitely high. Mm-hmm. You know, it's definitely so much things that I want to prove, that I want to achieve for myself, for the team. And of course, we want to get on that winning stage. So whatever I need to do for that to happen, if that's getting to the 2,000 yards, or if that's getting, you know, 150 catches or something like that, it's definitely something that I'm willing to do.
Well, 150 catches, 2,000 yards. So that's what I heard. That's what I'm taking out of this. That's the headline from me. Not saying that you said you're willing to do it. You're not saying you're going to do it. I totally understand that. But I heard 150 and 2,000. Those are benchmarks for Justin Jefferson. Okay. Very good. Justin, I really appreciate the time here. Good luck to you. Fill up that bag. Fill up the bag.
Thank you so much. We tried to.
Okay, good. Very good. King-size bag coming, or California king-size bag for the Minnesota Viking. Justin Jefferson, courtesy of Sleep Number here on the Rich Eisen Show. Just a delight. He will fill up that bag.
Mm-hmm.
In hosting the top 10 reveal of the top 100 players in the NFL with Andrew Whitworth, Prime Video's Andrew Whitworth. This statistic came across the desk to just show you how remarkable Justin Jefferson is and has been. So you take a look at his numbers that we just talked about with him. 150 catches, 2,000 yards. Last year, he had 128 receptions for 1,809 yards. To give him, in his career, through the first 3 years, 324 catches, 4,825 yards. That is a record for the most receptions and yards receiving in the first 3 years of an NFL player's career. Not only that, it is the record for most receptions and receiving yards by an NFL player in his first four seasons in the NFL. So what he does in his fourth year will just put distance between himself and anybody coming out of college right now attempting to break his record. Let me repeat that. Not only are his numbers the best through the first 3 years of your career as a receiver, they're the best numbers through the first 4 years, and he's done it in three. Ooh. Get out of here.
Man.
Get out of here. So when he says a buck 50 and 2,000, you take a look at his numbers again last year, 128 catches, 1,809 yards. So I normally don't do this on the air because I'm not very good at it. That's 22 catches and 194 yards shy of those numbers, right? Correct? Did I do the math right?
I was looking at Michael Thomas's single season record.
What is that?
149.
Okay. That's probably why he said 150, right?
Yeah.
So he was, again, 22 receiving receptions shy of a buck 50, which is the record. Mm-hmm. And then 193 yards. Pardon me. I'm terrible at this. 191 yards shy. And last year, as I mentioned, in his final two games of the season, for whatever reason, and he said it's because, you know, we were kind of wrapped up and wasn't part of the game plan, the Packers smoked Minnesota on New Year's Day last year.
Yeah, foot off the gas.
And he had one catch for 15 yards. And then in the final game against the Bears, four catches, 38 yards. And then he had one game in week three against Detroit, three catches, 14 yards. Mm. Against Dallas, which was just an absolute disaster for the Vikings. If you remember that one, that was a game the whole country was settling into because it was Minnesota versus Dallas and both teams making runs here. Three catches, 33 yards. They lost that one 40-3. That was just a total disaster.
Yeah, that's a Trayvon Diggs factor right there.
Yeah. So it's there. I mean, it's in there.
It's there.
Those are four games. Just give them a few and yeah, you add it all up. Now, obviously, there's 17 games that you're playing as opposed to 16. But his numbers are not only records through the first three seasons, those are the best through the first four seasons of someone's career. He might stay ahead of the curve. So he'll set the record after this year for the first 5 years and set the record after the fifth year for the first 6 years. And that Sleep Number bed that he's sleeping on might just be filled up with air or with whatever, you know. It's filled up with money.
Yeah, hundreds.
Yeah. Wilf dollars.
Cash.
Right in there. Just stuff it right in there.
You guys, I want to put up a poll question if I could and ask, since this 2,000-yard thing's going around, which wide receiver do you think is more likely to hit that number? Is it Cheetah or is it JJ?
Oh, man.
They're both talking about it.
Put it up there and tag them both, will you please? Chris. Oof.
Let's do it.
I got you there. I've already typed it out.
Okay. You're allowed on X?
Yeah, through the show.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know if X let you back.
X going to give it to you.
X going to give it to you.
I mean, he's following all sorts of Nazis, so I figured if that's fine. Oh, wow. If he's doing that, you're fine. I see all of that. Get out of here. You should be back on,
wait,
pal.
Yeah. He's back.
TJ's back.
TJ's back.
Go to 2G right now.
Oh, my God. No.
He's are you back?
Nah, back. I mean, it shows up.
So you've got your account back?
It's always showed up.
No, it hasn't. It would show up as suspended.
It shows up as
you're
suspended.
You're back. You're in. You are back, TJ.
Wow. Hold on a second. Is that right?
Yeah, I was going to do a whole thing with it, but since now that it got
ruined.
Oh,
man. Why did you tell us?
Yeah, you're back.
Yeah, it came back the other day. Like I said, I was going to present it tomorrow, but you guys jumped the gun.
I was about to say.
Why'd you wait?
All the people that he's allowing back on this site.
Oh, man.
You know, would like to wipe me and my family off the planet. You should be allowed back on.
Free too jiggy.
Okay. Here we go.
Free at last.
Congratulations.
I mean, I'm not going back on there.
All right.
Yeah, right.
Well, anyway, at any rate.
Daytime Demo King.
At Rich Eisen Show. Which wide receiver will get to 2,000 yards in
a
season first?
Just to be grammatically correct, is it more likely or most likely?
Just let me do it.
Very good.
Oh, yeah, because he's the master of the English language.
Justin Jefferson or Tyreek Hill.
American Pharoah, correct.
Someone on this set is an award-winning journalist. It's not any of you.
I'm going to reserve, because as you know, anytime I mention something, I don't want to put my thumb on the scale. Okay, I'll reserve judgment. When we come back, Robert Saleh has spoken about the Jets and signing Dalvin Cook. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show as well. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Back here on our show. So there's that. I'm not going to stop.
10:46 here on the Roku
channel.
No,
stop it.
You're not going to stop. 10:46:33, Roku.
Won't stop. Can't stop.
No, somebody's already tweeting at me, man.
Rich, don't ever.
Yes. So you're on to Jiggy. You're back.
Yeah, but I went to.
When did you discover that? Did they send you an email?
No, like this weekend, I went to tweet something about a preseason game. I thought I was doing it from the show. And then I tweeted it, and I was like, wait a minute. How did that just happen?
So what happened? They reviewed your case? Did you ever send an email to complain about it?
I sent an email like 5 months ago when you were like, you should just try. I heard nothing back. I got no confirmation. Hey, you're back. It was just like.
Did Zone let you out?
I guess.
There he is. Back. Daytime Demo King, Minister of Propaganda. Catch me on Rich Eisen Show. Very self-promotional. Oh, yeah, you got up. Yeah, by the way, been away a long time.
Yeah.
We were nominated in 2022. You got to update that.
Well, I was banned at that point.
I understand that.
My last tweet was on September the 17th, 22. Wow.
And that was that the one that you shot DAZN footage off of a television set that caused you to get bounced?
That was two tweets prior to that.
Oh, so you got two more in.
I got two more in.
Before they caught you.
They yanked me.
Just stop shooting television screens.
I just told them I'm going to retweet the exact tweet that got me banned in the first place, and then hopefully they kick me off again. I don't want to be back. Life was good without
I think rules have changed.
Life was great without X. I'm not going to lie to you.
And Chris won't do it.
Twitter.
I haven't updated it either. It's
not doing it.
It's X on my laptop, but it's still Twitter on my phone.
X has got y'all bouncing again.
I like that blue bird too.
You're principled. You're a principled man.
That's right.
Well done.
That's right.
Well done.
He still has Twitter.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, along with our live Roku channel stream. Nathan in LA. It's been a while since we've chatted with a longtime caller of this program. What's up, Nathan?
Hey, Rich. Great to talk to you. I appreciate you taking my call.
What's going on?
I wanted to ask if you thought the Jets were sort of entering into potential like Miami Heat super team territory, if you remember what that was like once things got rolling. If you remember, I think the Heat back then lost like the very first two games of the 82-game season.
Right.
And everyone treated it like a humongous calamity. And there was nothing that LeBron or Wade or any of them could do that even if they sneezed, they went wrong. And I'm just wondering if the Jets are kind of getting into this scenario where there's nothing they can do right other than win the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah. I mean, and thanks for the call. I think at this point in time, they've got to reach at least the second round of the playoffs with a team like this and a quarterback like this. Just making the playoffs for the first time in 12 years would have been nice if Zach was the quarterback. That you can handle because, hey, there's an upwardly mobile path. The kid that you drafted has proven out to be a playoff caliber quarterback. He's in there, and the quarterback that strolls into the playoffs for the first time normally has a rough go of it. I think first-time quarterbacks in the playoffs are, on average, what, 500? Maybe a little bit south of 500?
First-time quarterbacks in the playoffs.
Yeah. I think more often than not, you lose your first time in the playoffs. You don't usually come fresh out of the box like Russell Wilson did or Mahomes. Just stroll in. Normally, you get beat down, and then you get back in, and you start climbing the mountain again. And that's what the Jets hope to do when they drafted Zach Wilson, is let's take our lumps. Not ready to win right now, but let's take our lumps and he'll grow with a young team. And the young team got all groaned up last year and he wasn't growing with them. His growth was stunted for various reasons. And I give credit to the Jets. I'll tell you what, man. Woody Johnson had had enough of getting kicked in the nards. Enough of it. And to Joe Douglas, look, Joe Douglas was brought in to build the team through the draft long term. No more putting stuff on a credit card. None of this building from the outside in. You know how much I loved Jamal Adams as a Jet, the Prez, right? But you don't build a team around a safety. And I know he's more than just a safety. But you don't do that. You don't build from the outside or the back end in. You build from the inside out. And that's what the Jets were going to do. Quinnen Williams gets drafted, and that's, you know, Joe Douglas comes in and he starts drafting around the line after Quinnen Williams arrives. And that's what you're supposed to do. And then Zach's here, and you wound up getting, now that you hit that line, let's get Garrett, let's get Sauce. Not in that order, but in the first 10 picks of a draft, using one of the picks you got from Jamal Adams. And then what you're going to do is use one of the picks you got for Sam Darnold, and let's go get Breece Hall, and let's start building around with those weapons. But Zach wasn't ready. And to the credit, Woody's like, go get Rodgers. And Joe Douglas, I'm sure, was like, all right. Because I know Zach doesn't appear to be ready right now. And Robert Saleh's sitting there going, I don't think he's ready right now either. Can we get Rodgers, really? And then keep on adding. Go for it. Lazard, get the guys he's comfortable with and happy with. Certainly, if you, in getting Rodgers, strike a deal with him where you'll give him more guaranteed dollars in the 2 years he has for your window, and he puts money back in the kitty that he could earn if he earned everything out over the 2 year period. And go get Dalvin. Keep going. So be damned if it's like, all right, Super Bowl or bust. It's about time. This is what Robert Saleh had to say about Dalvin Cook being signed by the Jets.
Walk us through that. What ultimately led to pulling the trigger on Dalvin?
Like I said, I think it was more, you know, from their camp just trying to cross their T's, dot their I's, and go through their process and making the best decision for their family as possible. Obviously very excited to add a really, really good football player to this team, and he adds another dynamic to this group that I think anybody would be excited about.
Yeah. And the players are excited about it. The fans are excited about it. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers is jacked up. Like, damn, Dalvin Cook, really, that guy? I've had a front row seat twice a year playing that guy for years. And instead of Michael Carter or Zonovan Knight or the rookie they just drafted out of Pitt being the guy for Aaron Rodgers' first game on a Monday night against a Bills defense that's ready to show everybody that they are ruling the AFC East roost, and instead of maybe forcing Breece Hall back in because he's fresh off a PUP list, coming off of a knee blowing out last October, and instead of giving him, hoping he gives you 20, maybe 25 carries in his first game back, maybe you just sprinkle him in, and now you run Dalvin Cook down their throats. You're giving your team the best chance to win in this window. I love it. So bring the pressure. The pressure's on. That's why I said go ahead and do Hard Knocks. Everybody's focused on you anyway. You might as well just live in it and get used to it. I heart HK, baby. Just keep going. Keep adding. What the hell? Oh, my gosh. If we don't do it. Well, if you don't do it, at least you went down trying. As opposed to whatever the hell else I've been living for most of my last 54 years. Let's go. That's my answer to Nathan in L.A., I'll tell you that. 844-204-RICH, number to dial for hour three. Don't miss the C.J. Okoye appearance and his story coming up. I still think it's the Bills division. I'll keep on talking them down that way. Hey, man. They're the ones that are more established.
When are we going to get your schedule?
They're the ones more established. Hey, hold up. They are the ones more established. Rodgers is the first ballot Hall of Famer. Josh Allen is growing into one. He's been in his offense much longer than Rodgers has been, even with Nathaniel Hackett coming in to dial it up. He's new to this thing. It's the Bills division. Jets are just this plucky team trying to knock off the Goliath.
Plucky team. Jesus. Filled with piss.
You like how I'm immediately dialing back what I just said?
Hey, when are we going to get your schedule prediction?
Okay, now that Dalvin Cook is in.
Oh, we can start the draft now,
I need
right?
to see. I need to get through one more preseason week next week.
Why do you get all this time and I had to do mine like a month ago?
What's the name of this show?
Oh,
okay. Hang on, Rich.
Just wondering. Let's just wonder right here.
Well, I'm looking at it all
this
throughout.
Is the Rich Eisen Show.
Brockman hasn't done the Patriots yet.
Yeah, exactly my point. Why'd I have to go so early?
Anything.
Because you had your team locked already.
Yeah, your team was locked.
I mean, still, I didn't have my all world guard.
You knew he was coming back.
I mean, yeah, that's
you
true.
You knew his money in the banana stand.
He had to come back, baby.
You knew he was coming back.
Now, okay, Chris does.
By the way, you're
Zeke,
welcome.
So.
You're welcome. The Jets are the ones who did it.
How so?
God, my God, look at that defensive line. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
we're going to put Dak behind that without Zach? We got to get Zach back.
That's true.
There's got to be money in that banana stand. Go find it in Frisco.